got a new show for y'all.
We got a damn good show, Keith.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, remember, everybody, you can always support the Twins by buying a patriotic t-shirt or hat. And we're going to give you, how much we going to give them, Keith? Discount code is Delta. Keith, how much we going to give them off?
We're going to give them 20%
off. You heard that? We're going to give you 20% off your purchase if you do it right now. Discount code Delta. Hurry up before it expires.
All right. Joy Reid, MSNBC. I mean, the only person I really dislike more than Don Lemon.
I actually like Don Lemon.
Compared to her?
No, I like Don Lemon. He's a clown. I like clowns. I like clowns, man.
What do you call Joy Reid? A buffoon. A jackass.
Well, she's a clown. She hasn't actually. Well, this I like Don Lemon because he's a clown. I like Joy Reid because she's going through her apprenticeship to be a clown. She ain't graduated yet.
I think
yet.
She already there.
Yeah, she getting close. She almost got that certificate.
I think she made it with this news story.
She definitely made it with that makeup. Hey, who does your makeup, Joy? You need to have a black woman doing your makeup. If you do have a black woman doing your makeup, you should fire because she's an Uncle Tom.
I mean, you kind of got some Donald Trump going. You know when Donald Trump wake up and spray paint himself around his eyes is white?
Yeah, you look like a black Donald Trump. You look like a two-tone 57 Chevy. I'm not saying I find you unattractive. I'm just saying your makeup is horrible.
Well, it's got to be bad if men are telling you that. I know. Yeah. I can only imagine what women are saying because they're the experts. I didn't want to make this about your makeup, but it is putrid. Other than that,
I do think you're an attractive woman, though. Your makeup sucks, though.
You think she's attractive?
Yeah, if I was single and if I was drunk, I would, yeah. I put some in his Uncle Tom.
I show what
a real Uncle Tom is.
All right, let's get serious on this. Now, she came out. Y'all been following the story of the young white girl that went up missing. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
But she comes out with this news story. Check this out.
If you've been watching the news for the past few days or on Twitter or TikTok, you're probably familiar with the name Gabby Petito, the 22-year-old aspiring social media influencer who was reported missing after her fiancé returned from their van life excursion without her. On Sunday, human remains believed to be Petito's were found in a national park in Wyoming. An autopsy is scheduled for tomorrow to confirm the identity. Now, it goes without saying that no family should ever have to endure that kind of pain. And the Petito family certainly deserves answers and justice. But the way this story has captivated the nation has many wondering, why not the same media attention when people of color go missing? Well, the answer actually has a name, missing white woman syndrome. The
what?
Term coined by the late and great Gwen Ifill.
Never heard of
it. To describe the media and public fascination with missing white women like Lacey Peterson or Natalie Holloway, while ignoring cases involving missing people of color.
White missing white girl syndrome.
That's crazy.
How can you throw race into something that has nothing to do with race?
Yeah. It's pretty.
Imagine being like someone close to this situation where your loved one is missing,
right.
They find her, and you turn on the news to see and she approaches this tragedy in this fashion.
Yeah, I mean, you stoking like pain and sorrow even further just by just making it about race. I mean, do you have any conscience? Do you have any heart whatsoever what that family's going through?
Yeah, and missing white girl syndrome. You know what? You have a syndrome. A lot of black people in this syndrome has a syndrome in this country.
Yeah, we're going public. Yeah. We're going public with it right now.
You're
going
to hear it here first. It's called syndrome.
And you got it. It's syndrome.
I'm going to give you an example of syndrome.
Yeah, give them some examples, man.
Black man walks in the jewelry store, says, I want to purchase that $25,000 gold necklace. I like to apply for credit. White man comes and says, I'm sorry, sir, you've been denied. Oh, it's cold, some black, right? Black man can't have no gold. You know I'm from Africa. I'm a descendant of kings and queens. or black man
gets pulled over by white police officer.
Yeah. Comes up to the car, the policeman. Black man said, oh, your, what did he say? License and registration. Black man said, oh, you pull me over because I'm black, right?
Black man gets out of the car, gets in a heated argument, pulls out a knife. White man shoots black man. Oh, you shot me because I'm black, right?
Never mind, I got a butcher knife, and I'm about to stick it in your neck.
Well, black man goes to Trump Plaza, fills out a job application. Trump comes down the steps and says, sorry, sir, we're not hiring. Oh, it's because I'm black, right? Black man ain't good enough for your hotel?
Hey, black man goes to Popeye and says, yeah, I'd like to have one of those chicken sandwiches, them new chicken sandwiches y'all have. I heard so much about. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we just sold out. Oh, it's because I'm black, right? You saved it for the white people behind me.
Oh, black man goes up to fine white girl. Say, girl, give me them digits. You fine as hell. No, it's because I'm black, right?
No, it's because I have a white preference. I dated a black guy, and I don't want no footlong phallus rammed up in my damn uterus. Feel like I'm getting a hysterectomy. I think that's...
This is the perfect example. The media, you're fascinated when white cops are killing and shooting black men.
Yeah, this is...
That's nigger syndrome.
Look. Y'all all are jackasses, the media. Yeah. The reason why the media doesn't talk about when black girls go missing, you want to know why? Because they're missing because of something some other black person did to them.
Yeah. These black transgenders that were being murdered?
Yeah.
Then you ain't going to report on that because there was a person of color responsible for it.
Yeah.
Just like y'all don't talk about the crimes out in Indian cities. It's gang on gang. It's a bunch of black people killing black people. Yeah. You're not going to shine light on that because it doesn't fit your narrative. And it's just because it's a bunch of black people killing everybody. Yeah, y'all ain't going to report on that. Yeah. That's why you don't talk about it.
Yeah.
It's
no such thing as missing white girl syndrome.
Yeah. It sounds good.
It's because of the media. Yeah. All of y'all are jackasses.
Yeah, y'all don't report on those things because it's not going to fit your narrative.
You too busy focusing on clickbait.
Yeah.
White police officer shoots black guy.
Yeah.
You don't talk about when white guys die at the hand of police officers.
Right.
You know why? Because that doesn't fit your narrative. That's why you don't talk about it. You don't talk about black people missing because it happens all the time, but you don't talk about it because it sheds light on other black people doing horrible things.
Yeah, it shines light on who's really killed. It would shine the light on who's responsible for the majority of black people dying in this country.
Yeah.
And it's not because of white supremacists.
Yeah.
Because of people of color. It's cause of black people.
You know that. That's why you don't report on those stories.
You can throw out this, what was that? You said
missing white girl syndrome?
Said they are fascinated when white people go missing?
Yeah.
No, it has nothing to do with the person's skin color.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. Y'all have a fascination of white police officers killing black men.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. You cannot deny that.
So you're part of the media. Why don't you fix this?
Yeah. I've never heard you talk about a missing black person.
I've never heard of any liberal stations talking about black people missing.
Oh, if you did you later keep everybody up to date to what's going on? Why did she come up missing, or why was a black woman killed or murdered, or why was a black male killed or murdered? You're not going to shine light on that ugly little detail because it's not going to fit mainstream media's narrative.
Yeah.
That's why you don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You can play stupid all you want.
Yeah.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you're painting this... viewpoint that white supremacy runs this country. That's the only reason why y'all talk about it. I said, that's all BS. See, I'm hip to y'all's game.
Yeah.
I'm hip to it. A lot of people watch you, the black people.
Yeah.
They're not hip to what y'all doing.
Yeah. But missing white girl syndrome.
Yeah. I majority of my early life, up until I was about 35, 36, I believed in you clowns. I was an idiot. I was a moron. But I'm hip.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing.
Yep.
Missing white girl syndrome. Like, I failed for y'all's lives because younger I was stupid.
Yeah.
I go apply for credit. I went to try to get me a water bed. I forgot to. I said, yeah, I want this $1,200 waterbed.
$1,200.
Girls go like this. We're gonna be in the ocean. I'm gonna be tired of ass up. Denied me. First thing came to my mind. Oh, it's cause I'm black, right?
Yeah. Go to the dealership. They denied me for my credit. I was like, oh man, it's cause I'm black.
Yeah.
Think about it. This is the most ridiculous argument a person can make. These people are like solely on commission. If they turning me down because I'm black, that would be stupid. That's, I'm taking food off their table.
They taking food off their own table.
I know there's some stupid people out there that think that.
Yeah, but I got denied that waterbed because my credit was jacked. Everybody that loaned me credit, I pretty much screwed them. I got my life together. I'm responsible now.
Yeah.
Now they trying to give me credit. Like, I don't need it now. That's funny how credit works. When you need it, you can't get it. When you got money, you don't need it. Here's all the credit cards you can have.
Yeah. Fascination with white people going missing. The media doesn't talk. That's why y'all ran with that Jesse Smollett story.
Yeah.
Because, like, finally, we got the hate crime. We got two white men in downtown Chicago. Oh, man, this is going to be crazy.
This is actually too good to be true. And it literally was not true, and you still ran the story. Because y'all trying to push this white supremacy, this and that. Y'all don't care about black people missing. You don't care.
Yeah, you care about what fits your name. There's all kinds of black people coming up missing every day, and it's responsible. It is responsible because of black people. Y'all not going to shed light on that.
But as soon as a white supremacist go out and start rounding up black people in these girls, you all over that.
Yeah, you out there spreading misinformation. That's misinformation you're spreading. Like, the media, like, society doesn't care about black people going missing, but you care about when it's a white female. You just spreading lies, misinformation.
Yeah.
You're lying to your own people that watch you faithfully. Every day you're giving them misinformation. And you got black people thinking that nobody cares about black people.
Yeah, nobody cares, because I've never literally heard of any black person going missing. I don't see them on milk cartons. You know why? Because y'all don't report it. It's your fault. But you blame it on white people? Crazy as hell.
Y'all ain't gonna talk about black people dying at the hands of other black people, black women going missing, black people getting killed, because it's because of black people. That's why you don't talk about it.
If y'all want to really hear that, go to the first 48. Watch that show.
Yeah, that's why all them black people coming up missing.
Watch the first 48.
Hey, you know what, Joy? I'm pretty sure you hate us. Okay. The only reason why you hate me is because I have a different opinion than you. You hate my politics.
Yeah, she actually hates us.
For all the wrong reasons.
And we actually, I'm not going to use a strong word as hate, but I really dislike you for all the right reasons. It's because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
You're not even a journalist. You're a propagandist.
Yeah.
You're a clown. You're a jackass. You're a moron.
Yeah.
But you hate me because I'm hip to y'all's game.
Yeah.
I'm an Uncle Tom because I'm hip to what y'all do.
And you calling me a sellout. You know the real reason why they're not talking about black people coming up missing? Yeah. You know that. Yeah. You're not stupid. You know why you don't talk about
exactly
it.
Know exactly why.
Doesn't fit your narrative. It's because black people killing black people. Yeah. Black people coming up missing because of black people.
Yeah,
it's not because of white people.
Yeah, like this white girl that came up missing. It's at the hands of white people. It's by proximity.
Yeah.
Usually when people die, people in that
people didn't know.
Black people die to black people because black people surround each other. Yeah. White people die to white people because white people surround each other.
Right.
But that's you know that for a fact. You already know this.
Yeah.
I'm done talking about this lady. I'm tired. And I'm getting pissed. Then she got that makeup. I'm like, man, I'm about to bust my head on the table.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that's...
Yeah.
Just that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah. Just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com.
Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.